Who knows what's going to happen? To ask about the future of language is to really ask about the future of society. And futurologists are just as unclear about what will happen eventually as I am about language. Because language, you see, is global for one reason only, and that is the power of the people who speak it. Power always drives language. There is no other reason to speak somebody else's language other than you want to improve your quality of life, or you want to influence them in some way, or whatever it might be. I mean, the tradition in English, of course, English became global for a whole variety of reasons. First of all, the power of the British Empire. Later, the power of American imperialism. Later, in the 17th century, the power of the Industrial Revolution, which meant that the language of science and technology became English, predominantly. In the 19th century, the power of money talks, and the two most productive nations of the world were Britain and America, both using English, so the language of international banking became the pound and the dollar, English, once again. And then in the 20th century, cultural power, as you all know, because every aspect of culture you've encountered has some sort of history in the English language, like pop songs, for example, international advertising, air traffic control, the development of radio and television, the development of the internet. Internet, 100% an English language medium when it started. Though today, only a fraction of the internet is English. Internet has become multilingual.